Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Biggie, let's hit him big time.
Houston, let's get in the loop.
You better get ready because we're going to show up and show up.
With John Lopez and Reggie Atitula. Always live.
Love it. Love it.
Always local.
Don't ever underestimate the heart of a champion.
You're in the loop on Houston Sports Leader, Sports Radio 610.
Yeah, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Appreciate you hanging out with us. On this Thursday, we'll have our guy Andy Kalu join us at 11:20. Talk a little bit about these Texans as they head up, or they have the opportunity to play the Tennessee Titans on Sunday, Sunday at noon at NRG Stadium. Excited for that one, for the just the opportunity to get your eighth win on the season, and I guess to play that franchise.
Oh man, don't get me started.
How much love your blue you gonna see out there?
Oh, so much.
To me it's always so confusing, man. Yeah. Because like on a normal day you can see somebody in an Earl Campbell shirt or jersey, you be like, yeah, what's up, man? Yeah, Earl.
Yeah, Texas fan.
But then when it's the Titans playing and you see that, it don't hit the same no more, man.
You don't know who's who.
I don't know if you're a Titans fan or you a H-Town fan.
Yeah, you know who? Somebody put this out there the other day, and I thought it was great. Like when the Titans wear that stuff, it's a costume.
Are you going for stolen valor there? Is that what we're doing here?
It's like Halloween. You know, when Titans fans wear the Oilers stuff, it's a costume. When Texans fans wear it, it's your soul. You know?
Okay.
And that's why
I'll buy that.
Texans fans wearing the Oilers stuff or H-Town Blue stuff, that is part of your soul. That is what you are.
I mean, it's a salute to service and first responders game.
Yeah.
This one. So I'm gonna go with stolen valor. I'm gonna go with
stolen valor. Is good.
Yeah, that's
stolen valor.
Y'all didn't earn that. Y'all just picked it up.
It's so weird too because I got an Oilers starter jacket.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I bet that's tough.
It's really nice. I've seen it.
It's dope.
It's nice.
It's dope. But I always had that conversation. So I wore it to the I think it was the Taste of the Texans. I wore it there.
Yeah.
Looking fly. And a couple of people like, hey man, don't let Hannah see you in that jacket.
Oh, she loves
really?
It.
Really?
She loves it.
Yeah, I'm like, really? Like, man, this is a Houston jacket, man.
I'm
not supporting no Titans.
You've seen my original Oilers jacket with the Derek from when I was doing Spanish radio?
Yeah, I remember that.
I'm gonna wear it tomorrow. Even if it's not that cold. Although I think it's supposed to be a little cooler.
Today was a real chilly day. Nice. I think that we're gonna get
it. I should wear mine then.
Yeah, let's wear our Oilers stuff tomorrow. Mine is like from 1989, I believe. No, 1990, early 90s. And it's an original Oilers. When the Oilers were here and I was doing Oilers Spanish radio, don't think it was great. It wasn't. But I did pregame.
What, the jacket or the radio?
The radio.
Oh, okay, cool.
I did pregame and halftime.
Like, who is this fake Hispanic going here
knows
Spanish?
I'm real, but
he don't know no Spanish.
I'm real, and that was my first language, but it's rusty, baby. it's rusty. So I woke up this morning, what do they say, feeling dangerous.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Baker Mayfield.
Yeah,
we see you.
Choosing violence is a common term because I woke up and I'm like, What am I thinking? I haven't torched Amy Adams Strunk.
All right. The time is nigh, as they say.
I thought that conversation was over, man. Yeah. We had that conversation last year.
Hell no.
About the uniform. Just give us back the uniforms.
It'll never die.
Well, it's not just that. That's why I chose violence today, because it's my obligation to torch that woman.
Woo! Okay. I am going to be real uncomfortable all segment long.
So when I thought about this in terms of Amy Adams, because as much as she's awful at her job, she's petty.
Okay.
She's vindictive.
Tell me how you really feel.
She's all that. She's awful. She's awful at her job. She's petty. She's vindictive, and a lot more other things. I'll give you some examples here in a minute. I'm kind of glad. I'm kind of entertained.
That they're 2-8?
She's that. I started, and I was asking you guys before the show, when is something so bad and bad at what they do and horrible as a person that it's actually entertaining?
Okay, well, you're talking about as a person. When I thought of with the question just generally, when is something so bad that it's entertaining, is like a movie or something, right? Where for me personally, I enjoy being in that space where it's like me and some friends put on a really bad movie and we just gonna clown it the whole way.
A Tubi movie,
but it has to be bad, bad, like Tubi movie.
You gotta watch a Tubi movie. Have you seen the Tubi movie? You download Tubi and just watch a movie.
You mean Tubi the network?
Yeah.
You gotta watch a handcraft. Behind. I guess out in the streets type of production.
They just filmed it on their iPhone real quick.
Oh, the acting is incredible, man.
I was thinking Caddyshack 2.
Like fair enough. Okay. That's also in there. One of my go-tos on like bad movie that's fun to watch, but you got to watch it like with other people. Watching it by yourself is like sad. It's almost like drinking, right? You got to do it socially. Otherwise, it's a little sad.
Yeah.
Ghost Rider. The one with Nick
Cage.
I've seen it. It's hilarious how bad it is.
I was thinking of some sports stuff like... The Tyson Paul fight was entertaining. I said it flat
disagree.
Out.
Disagree. I'm sorry. You're not going to get me that.
Frankly, the Jack Easterby years. Awful.
But it, ooh, I don't know if you're going to get support there either. You're losing steam on this one, Lopez.
That was painful, entertaining. Man.
Okay, I'll pick it up with this one. The Cowboys.
Yeah.
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 They're so bad.
Because
so
it's not just bad. Like, it's also like... It lashes out, and also it's interesting. It's creatively bad. It's the owner telling you that the sun is an advantage somehow.
Yeah.
Getting into your wide receiver, like it's outlandish.
Yes,
and it's
entertaining.
It's bad. Absolutely.
Yeah.
So, I'll get to this during confessions, but Daryl Morey and the 76ers right now, they're so bad they're entertaining.
I'm surprised you didn't say this one that first came to my mind.
What's that?
Deshaun Watson.
Oh, the way that he's playing spectacle. On the backside?
Yep. Just how he left and just how his career just went down the toilet, man.
A little bit of come up instead?
Yeah.
So let me explain, because, again, I'm contractually obligated to torch that woman.
Okay.
Some things that are actually making this kind of entertaining for me.
All right.
And why I love watching Amy Adams Strunk bleep the bed. She fired Mike Vrabel.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Yeah, that's still wild, right? Like,
that was her.
And see, I kind of understood it because I thought.
Please help me understand, because I know.
I thought they was going into rebuild mode. I thought they was just going to tear the whole.
Yeah.
I thought they was going to blow up the Carter. I thought they was going to start from scratch. But it threw me off because they spent a lot of money in free agency.
Yeah,
I'm like, y'all could have did that with Mike Vrabel then.
Yeah.
If y'all was trying to go all in.
And you probably should have, because I think one of the things with Mike Vrabel's tenure as a head coach was that he was definitely on the make a little something out of nothing train. Like, it felt like consistently the performances, the output that he was getting from his team was above what could have been expected with the level of talent that he had. So in theory, what you do is raise the level of talent so the output continues to go up. And they were like, no, we will fire you and then raise the level of talent. I was like, how does that work?
Yeah, that threw my whole theory out, because I'm thinking like, oh, they're going to rebuild. They're going to start from scratch and then, you know, build through the draft and all that stuff. But they balled out in free agency. Like, where y'all getting this money from?
And yet, she signed off on trading DeAndre Hopkins. It's entertaining to me that she is bleeping the bed so bad. And then, of course, there's that whole crazy ex-girlfriend glassy-eyed stare that she gets when it comes to daddy's favorite color and her daddy issues. Yeah, I said it. And her daddy issues that she has. The whole obsession with the color is mind-blowing. So for those who don't know the whole story, I kind of put together like a whole series of things about why she is vindictive and petty and all that stuff.
Okay.
A few things you may not know already about Amy Adams Strunk. She's made this the biggest rivalry in the division to her own detriment.
Sure.
There was no real rival. She's made it. She's done it.
For the Texans in particular?
Yeah, for the Texans in particular and Texans fan. She sent a cease and desist letter to the University of Houston.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
Like, I don't know how that really infringes on it. Like, you might, okay, I can understand where you might stand from, like, getting after the other NFL team, like, yo, this is, we in the same space, don't be doing that. The Cougars are just trying to do a little bit of, you know, local pride.
Yeah.
That was real nasty work.
Petty.
And those things were gorgeous, too.
They were nice.
Are they wearing them this
week? They are wearing them this
week. They're wearing them this week, too, which is hilarious.
I appreciate the University of Houston putting on for the city
petty
in that way.
Petty versus petty.
Like, oh, y'all in town?
Yep.
Oh, no, we just put this on. It's a coincidence.
Yeah, exactly. Here's another one that a lot of people don't know about. So whenever the visiting management comes to, let's say, Houston, they get a suite and they get a little gift.
Yeah, just a little bit of courtesy.
From the host owners. Do you know what her gift was last year in Tennessee and Nashville when Texans owners and front office people went to their suite?
At Nissan Stadium?
At Nissan Stadium. Maybe tomorrow. I said today, but maybe tomorrow.
That time I really did do it. I was being a jerk that time for sure.
At each seat or thereabouts was a bottle of wine. All right, that sounds pretty cool.
Was it the pizza wine from Pizza Hut?
Worse. It was a bottle of wine with a giant H-Town Blue or Columbia Blue, in their case, oil derrick on it.
Oh, man.
When the Texans came to town?
Hand to God, I have someone who was in that suite that sent me a
picture. That's such nasty work.
Sent me a picture.
That's petty.
I love it. I love it that she's bleeping the bed. And then here's, of course, the most important one. So she really didn't say much, do much about the H-Town Blue, the Columbia Blue at all until after 2021. This is something else that a lot of people don't know. I happen to have sources in both cities.
Okay. Shout out to John McClain.
Well, mine are more. No, I'm not going to say that. But anyway, so after 2021, she all of a sudden started caring about this, like more. Like she didn't really have the reunions with the Oilers. She had occasional players come by, but she had a full-blown reunion with Oilers players in Tennessee. Why? Mm-hmm. To stick it to the Texans. But this is the thing that a lot of people don't know. She personally called the NFL office. Now, I don't know if she talked to Goodell or whomever. I haven't gotten that detail. But she personally called the NFL office and said, the hell they are. And I'm paraphrasing that part. She told the NFL office, we're going to fight this to the bitter end because the Texans started planning their new uniforms after the 2021 season. All right? She personally called and said, no, they're not. This is not going to happen. Stomped her feet, whined, cried, the whole thing. And that is why the Houston Texans today don't have the full blue uniform. The compromise was you can use some touches.
Like an accent color.
Accent colors, thank you. And all that. She is petty, vindictive, awful, and in every sense of the term. And oh, by the way, since 2021, since she really did this, the Titans are 7-10. 6-11, and currently 2-8.
Soon to be 2-9.
Yeah.
Exactly. Because like you just can't lose to that. Mm-hmm. You can't give that any oxygen. You can't like put any oxygen to that fire of pettiness that she had. Or I guess like it's gonna burn or whatever. Mm-hmm. But you can't like help her out in any way. You gotta beat this team down. With all due respect to Jeffrey Simmons and Tavondre Sweat and Lajarius Sneed, and I guess whatever respect is due to Tyjae Spears and Will Levis and all them folks. Like, hey, man, whatever y'all doing, you know, the Callahans, all right, that's cool. Yeah. But this ain't about you. It's about her.
I think the one person I'm disappointed in out of all is even more than her. I'm disappointed in Warren Moon, man.
But,
this,
you know,
this dude acting like this like the Oilers wasn't in Houston at all.
But they're starting to get it. Like Bruce Matthews.
Like, he's
all
brainwashed.
Yes, but Bruce Matthews was joining them in some of their things. No more. He's over here. Dan Pastorini, they introduced him during a break at last year's game here. A lot of those Oilers are realizing, I don't know about this.
I think she got the Warren Moon, man, because I think the last time he spoke about it, he mm-hmm. pretty much trashed the new uniforms and saying, that's Tennessee and all. Like, bro, you was here in Houston, man.
Yeah.
Like, what's wrong with you, man?
Exactly.
Like, we going to take your Sports Awards jacket back.
I hear you, man.
Like, give it to Tennessee then.
I hear you. And oh, by the way, a report today that kind of puts the exclamation point on everything. God, I hope it happens. Aaron Rodgers could end up in Nashville next year.
Oh, man. That's
because he bought the house there. Remember that?
Yeah.
And the Jets aren't.
He ain't coming back to the Jets.
The Jets aren't going to bring him back. How awesome would that be?
I mean, we'd have to like pay more attention to the Aaron Rodgers.
I'd love it. Hey, that's a place. Hey, that's pretty much a hospice at this point, man. Everybody to go there pass away.
Yeah.
Well,
including them uniforms.
That felt good to get that off my chest.
I'm glad you did that without saying any bad words, and really did a great job of establishing why it is a absolute must.
Yeah.
And on Sunday, I think they're about 3 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
The scoreboard needs to be Texans a lot, Titans a little.
Have your camera fixed on Hannah.
Okay.
Get your camera fixed on Hannah after that.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. That's a good point.
Yeah.
She does let that petty flow.
Yeah, the last time they beat them, which was, I think it was New Year's Eve. And she was like, hey, Figgy, you see somebody sweeping around here?
That's right.
You're like, oh, yep, that's us.
And you can't get a sweep until you get the first one, right?
That's so right.
Got to get this win on Sunday. All right, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, let's get to the question of the day. 713-572-4610 is the number to text. Who would be, if it was allowed, the Texans' designated juicer? I'll explain next.